This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Barry Svrluga will join us at 12. The council has to get 7 votes to pass what was discussed Monday very joyously in sort of a celebratory manner. Could it be headed towards what happened with Ted and Governor Youngkin and their, you know, incredible press conference when they announced they were moving to Virginia? I mean, there were tears in that press conference, and turned out that it was just a bit premature. Barry wrote about it in the Post. He'll join us at 12. I wanted to say something about Shedeur Sanders because we had a conversation about him in the first hour and many of you called in. I actually think that Cleveland is one of those teams that is a good team for him to go to. Kevin Stefanski's good with quarterbacks, and the style of quarterback that he likes to coach is the style of quarterback that Shedeur Sanders is. You know, there is more under center stuff, no doubt. And a lot of college quarterbacks come into the NFL and they're not as comfortable under center. But it's lots of run game, zone run game, boot off that zone run game, play action. That's where I could see Shedeur Sanders having some success. You know, you get a running game going. They drafted Quinshon Judkins. They don't have Nick Chubb anymore. They also drafted the kid from Tennessee, Dylan Sampson. So you've got some backs there. You've got, you know, the receiver situation is a little sketchy. It's like Jerry Jeudy, and I forget who else they have. It's not much. Their defense could be awesome. There's no doubt about that with, you know, bringing Myles Garrett back and some of the other players they have, Owusu-Koramoah, et cetera. But I think Stefanski's the right guy. Like, if it doesn't work with him and that style of offense, that will be a major red flag because that's the kind of offense he should be in. You know, quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, like Joe Flacco when he took the Browns to the playoffs 2 years ago. You know, the run game, balanced attack, play action, bootleg off of play off of the run game, that's where Shedeur's got a chance to succeed. Yeah, and they do have a good defense. You know, they drafted, you know, the kid from Michigan, Graham. They drafted Schlesinger from UCLA in the second round. They've got, you know, Delpit. They've got Denzel Ward. They've got Myles Garrett, obviously, Owusu-Koramoah. They'll be good defensively. They have the lowest over-under number in the league, by the way, at 4.5. The lowest over-under number in the league. But I think that's the right fit for Shedeur Sanders. I mean, you know, a Kevin O'Connell offense, a Sean McVay, you know, those style, the Shanahan style coaches where they protect the quarterback with the run game and with the play action and boot game and make it easier for them rather than just playing pure drop back. I don't think that's what Shedeur Sanders is. And Shedeur Sanders isn't a dual threat quarterback. You know, he's much more of a pocket quarterback, old school, stylistically. Now, will he be able to do the mental stuff that you have to be able to do, you know, at that position in terms of processing quickly and being able to throw with anticipation? Because that's something that some of the quarterbacks that Stefanski's had that he's been successful with, that's what they had. They threw with great anticipation. They saw it pre-snap. They knew what was going on post-snap. Some of that is just experience. But I actually think the fit for Shedeur Sanders is a good one. Not to mention, there's no obvious starting quarterback. Deshaun Watson's career is probably over. Like, you know, he's not going to be healthy enough to play in this upcoming season, certainly not at the beginning of it. No one thinks Kenny Pickett is a true starting quarterback in the league. Dylan Gabriel's 5'9". you know, right now the favorite's probably old Joe Flacco, you know, to be the starter at 40 years old in Cleveland, as he was at the end of 2023 when he came in and he resurrected that season and got him to the playoffs. But there, you know, we're talking about an opportunity if Shadur is a good fit for that offense, and I think he is with Stefanski. There, it's not a bad spot for him, you know, in terms of having a chance to play, right system and chance. Now, maybe you'd say, it'd be better if he'd gone to a place where, you know, like Matt Stafford, where he could sit behind Matt Stafford for a year or two and learn with Sean McVay as the coach. Yeah, but they didn't want him. I think they were going to take Jackson Dart had the Giants not traded in front of him. All right. Fred Smoot next hour with his thoughts. We had a nice conversation the other day about the draft. We went through all five Washington players, and you'll get a sense as to what Fred thought. Barry's Verluga coming up. When we come back, though, the Giants' first pick overall is creating some tension in the Big Apple. I'll explain when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. By the way, if you've never been to a rugby match, this is the one to check out. Old Glory DC. They're bringing serious intensity, talking big hits, fast breaks, nonstop action. Trust me, it's the real deal. These guys are flying all over the field. The hits are loud. The energy in the stands is awesome from start to finish. This Sunday, Old Glory is back home at the Maryland Soccerplex. They're taking on the Utah Warriors. Kickoff's 2 p.m., and it's Kids Day, so bring the whole family. There are inflatables, face painting, games, post-game autographs with the players. It's an incredible experience for the kids and their parents. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, sunny, and in the 60s, and you've got the perfect setup for an incredible Sunday outside. Now, whether you're a longtime rugby fan or you're new to the game and you're just looking for something different and exciting, I would give this a shot. The hits are real. The action never stops. The crowd makes it feel like a party from the moment you walk in. Yeah, rugby games have always been parties. I know. I went to several of them, and Maryland's rugby club team was great back in the day. I don't know if they're still good. Get your tickets for Sunday now at oldglorydc.com. That's oldglorydc.com. Great rugby, great weather, and a great time for the whole family. Old Glory DC. Let's scrum together.